On Sunday, socialist contender François Hollande swept to victory in the French presidential election. But French voters in Prague favored the conservative incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy. Why are French citizens who cast their ballot in the Czech capital more conservative? And what is the significance of Mr. Hollande's win? Sarah Borovka finds out.
Le peuple souverain s'est exprimé. Vive la République, vive la France.
The sovereign people has expressed its opinion. Long live the Republic, long live France. Current French ambassador to the Czech Republic, Pierre Lévy, speaking after the victory of socialist François Hollande in France's presidential election on Sunday. The mood in Prague's French embassy was not celebratory, however. While the socialist contender defeated the incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy by nearly 3% in France, those French voters who live in the Czech Republic favored the conservative leader over winner Hollande. Some 53% of French citizens who cast their ballot in Prague voted for Sarkozy. The newly elected socialist president took only some 47% of the French vote in the Czech capital, as opposed to the roughly 51.6% he gained in France. Gail Vassogne, a French academic who lives and works in Prague, says that this result is mostly due to the socioeconomic strata French citizens living in Prague belong to.
It has to do with the people who live in Prague, the kind of socioeconomic categories who live in Prague. I mean, we're talking more conservative people, we're talking richer people. We have more businessmen in Prague than in the general French population, and Sarkozy is usually favored among businessmen than the conservatives more generally.
Hollande has pledged to push back against German-led austerity policies and take an approach that is orientated towards fostering growth in Europe. Ahead of his victory, the French socialist vowed that he would write a letter to the leaders of the other 26 EU members proposing a growth pact to be added to the fiscal compact that was signed earlier this year. The former Czech EU Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Equal Opportunities, Vladimír Špidla, who now leads a left-leaning think tank, says he welcomes Hollande's election. However, he believes it is hard to predict what changes he will be able to push through after the elections.
Of course, it is complicated, since there are legislative procedures that are necessary before some of these changes can be made. So it is very open, but I'm sure without a doubt that Hollande will lead France towards a democracy of social responsibility.
It remains unclear if Hollande has the momentum necessary to press German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who openly favored the conservative Sarkozy, towards a shift in the EU's budget policy. Academic Gail Vassogne believes that Hollande's influence in the economic realm will not be as great as some may hope.
I don't think he's going to have a lot of leeway to completely change the policy, especially in terms of economic policy. The interesting thing is I think he has promised to reinforce the public service in France compared to what Sarkozy has done, especially in terms of education. So we'll see, and we hope that is going to be possible.
Prague-based French academic Gail Vassogne ending that report by Sarah Borovka.